Is there any patient in your practice that we could discuss that sort of typifies the way you sort of think through decision makings in this situation?
I had a patient who's 47 years old, a young woman who presented with a colon cancer and a synchronous solitary hepatic metastasis that was very large.
How was this diagnosed?
I believe this was diagnosed based on blood in the stool. And at the time of initial presentation, whenever I see a new patient with metastatic colon cancer, the first thing I ask myself is this person potentially curable? And this is actually a moving landscape now. There are a lot more people now that I'm viewing as potentially curable with metastatic disease than in the past. But this is probably the most critical decision a medical oncologist makes when they're dealing with a patient with metastatic colon cancer, is what is the goal of therapy and can we find a way that this person can be cured? Bottom line was she had a solitary liver metastasis. We referred her to a surgical oncologist, very experienced in hepatic surgery, who felt that for technical reasons, this would be difficult, if not impossible, to resect with negative margins. And so we entered into systemic therapy at that point. And the systemic therapy at the time was FOLFOX. Bevacizumab was not available. Today, we would use bevacizumab as a component of her treatment. And she achieved a partial response, but she ultimately stabilized. And with ongoing follow-up with my surgical colleague, it was decided that with this partial response, it would now be feasible and the expectation would be that a margin negative surgical resection could be obtained.
Now, what was going on with the primary?
At this point, the primary was still in place. It was not bleeding, so there wasn't an urgent reason to resect it up front. We treated her to maximal response, and then she went on to have surgical resection of both the primary and the metastasis.
How did she do with the FOLFOX?
She did fine. A little bit of neuropathy, but she had about 4 months of therapy at that point and was fine. So she had a margin negative resection, recovered, and we then discussed an additional 2 months of treatment, the idea being that we typically think of adjuvant therapy as being a six-month program. She had 4 months. We gave her another 2 months. She then did well for a period of approximately 2 years. And then presented with a solitary pulmonary metastasis. And the question then became, what is the goal of therapy at that point in time? And we believe that, in fact, this patient may still be curable at best, but at a minimum could potentially achieve a prolonged period during which she is disease-free. And so the question with my thoracic oncologist now becomes, do we resect now or give some further systemic therapy first? And if so, what would that systemic therapy be?
Now, at the time she completed the additional 2 months of chemotherapy for the total of six, how was she doing in terms of the neuropathy or any other problems?
She was doing fine. She had a little bit of neuropathy, but it wasn't terrible.
And then in the ensuing 2 years, did that improve at all?
It improved. In fact, she's a police officer, and one of the concerns for her was her ability to accurately fire a firearm.
Wow.
And she got her accuracy back. Her husband, who's also a police officer, there was some competition in terms of who had greater accuracy, and she ultimately did fine. But of course, that, you know, lingers there in terms of a consideration for additional oxaliplatin-based therapy.
That's interesting. So at this point, does she have any neuropathy?
Mild.
And what would you be thinking about if you were going to give her systemic therapy right now? I guess you're in the middle of trying to decide.
Right. So the considerations for us now are, number one, what can we really expect from oxaliplatin-based therapy given that her response at the end of her last set of treatments was stable disease after initially achieving response? Number two, what is the likelihood that she'll have worsening neuropathy, which might ultimately interfere with her ability to function at the level she needs to function? Number three, what about the use of bevacizumab in addition to chemotherapy backbone? And if it is decided that she should have systemic therapy before surgery, what should be the duration of that therapy, and how should we integrate bevacizumab to avoid potential increased complications from surgery? And these are the issues that we're currently discussing. And right now, we're leaning towards proposing a brief course of chemotherapy with Avastin to determine whether, in fact, she has a chemosensitive recurrence in lung, metastasis in lung. But as soon as that is assessed and confirmed, to then proceed with surgical resection after providing a period free of Avastin.
Kind of like what happened the first time.
Yes.
And what chemotherapy would you combine with the Avastin?
Probably FOLFOX again, given that she had an initial response to that therapy and the neuropathy was tolerable. But recognizing that she may not have a response this time around, even with the addition of bevacizumab, and we might need to consider a different postoperative approach, perhaps with irinotecan or irinotecan and cetuximab.